Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Here's Boucher. The three got it from Montreal. His name is Chris Boucher.
All right, CB, we got some bonus coverage on the way. We're going to hit the mailbag right now. We got some questions, all right,
yep,
from some good fans out there. Now, first question, Alex T.O. asks, favorite road trip moment of the season?
We all went together to dinner in Miami at Prime 12. That was pretty nice. That was fun.
Okay.
Yeah, that was really fun.
Jeff Wright asks, current or former teammate that's been the most influent?
Nicky Dezillion. I played basketball with him, and when I was JUCO, he actually told me that I could play basketball and I could be special. Dylan in college, and then everybody on this team, to be honest with you, now. So I had a few.
Okay. Delina asks, favorite moment of the season and least favorite moment?
Favorite moment of the season, getting to the playoffs. Worst moment of the season, Cleveland game.
Boxing Day.
Yeah, I remember
that one. All right. Owen Kwas, what other sport would you play professionally?
Like I could be really good at?
Yeah. Or maybe both. Maybe what you'd be really good at and something you just enjoy playing.
I would like to be good at football, but I'd say I'm too tall to cut my legs every time. And I'd be good at, I'd be a good goalie. I played hockey before.
So. You played hockey?
Not on ice.
Okay. Street hockey.
Yeah. But I don't know how to skate, so I might be okay.
I tried skating too. I almost bust my head. Alan Soucy, Siakam MVP next season.
I can see that happen.
VIG 5, favorite pregame food?
Pasta.
Postgame?
Steak. Mashed potatoes.
Mal Chow, did friends treat you differently once you became an NBA player?
Not really. I didn't have a lot of friends, so the friends that I have, no.
Really? What do you think that was due to? Just not interested or
I was nobody. Focused? I was nobody. So, no, I didn't have nothing. Nobody really knew me. It wasn't my friends. It was like the tall guy that they know.
So, okay.
Yeah.
Everything Jackass. Favorite Canadian food?
Shepherd pie. Meat pie.
Is that Canadian?
Pause. Huh?
I don't know. Anyway, meat pie? Yeah.
Meat pie.
You better
don't put that on, man. I might get sued. Yeah, you got a cat on, man.
Why the hell is there a cat on me right now, CB? Man. Sam Miller. Funniest Gary Trent Jr. story?
The first time he got into Toronto, you know, I think he was wearing his Louis Vuitton outfit and stuff. And I was like, man, that boy think he's pulling up in Miami. And he was like, I'm about to make it Miami in here. That shit was funny. It was funny.
Funniest Scotty Barnes story. That's from Marshallism.
Man, first time I saw Scotty Barnes, I'm expecting, like, you know, like, I don't know, like, you know, he looks strong and all that. So I was like, okay, this guy, you know, he must be a little, you know, grown, whatever. This guy's a kid, man. This guy pulled up, hey, Chris, how you doing, man? I was like, oh, okay, this boy. But I didn't realize that he's 20. Don't look like he's 20. You know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, if I, you know, you don't know how to approach somebody. So when you see them, hi, how you doing? Hey, Chris. Oh, okay. I got you. Okay, I got you. Cool. You won that. You're cool, man.
He just seems Scotty, like a man. He just seems like a fun dude overall, though. He is mad young, though, too.
Man, you can't hate. You can't not like Scotty. It's just his personality brings a lot of positivity. That's just what it is.
Funniest Fred VanVleet story.
Oh, I mean, I don't know if it's funny, but like, you know, he had a game. I think he dropped like 28 or whatever, and he's taking his knee brace off. And I was like, you must be feeling like Stone Cold out there, man. He took his knee brace off. He just tore 38, and you feel like, I feel like when I used to see Stone Cold WWE stuff, when Stone Cold was coming in, it was like, I'm on, and he was walking with that little walking style. Okay. I was like, yeah, man, that's what you be on, man. We be laughing about that every time, man, because you can see, like, Freddie, he's always been healthy, you know?
Yeah.
So, like, somehow, someway, he made a way to have fun with his injury, which is it's pretty cool, man, somebody to be able to do that.
All right, before I get to the last question, I want a few more of these. Funniest Pascal story.
Oh, me and him started doing bow, hello, boom, 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 before game and stuff because, you know, like, we used to play the three-point, you know, when you shoot.
Mm.
And, like, every time we make a shot, we'd be like, pow! And then I didn't realize that he was actually laughing at when I was doing that. So, like, then we started doing it on the plane and stuff and all that. And now, you didn't see the video, the replay? They did a whole, like, replay of the season and stuff. And he's like, boo, 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 boo.
I did see that, yeah.
So we started that. Like,
I didn't know what the hell it was about, though.
We never got it on clip. So that was the first time. And I'm like, damn, like, that's actually something that we used to laugh so hard at it. And, like, the fact that he did that, I was like, damn, I didn't know that. You know what I'm saying? That went all the way to that point where, like, that's a moment I always remember because I didn't, you know, I didn't think that was going to go that far, to be honest with you.
Okay, one more from me still. Funniest OG story.
Psst, there's too many of them, man. Jesus.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I don't know, man. OG, when he puts music in the gym, man, you should see people's faces sometimes. Like, I like OG's music. I don't have no problem. I listen to it a lot. But the Freds and all that. And me and him would be laughing. We'd be dancing on the side like it's lit. And then everybody like, man, change that song. And he'd be playing some techno sometimes, some stuff
oh,
like that.
Damn.
He'd be all over the place. Like, if you listen to OG, if you're on the car with OG, you might either, if you're like a good music guy, like you like music just in general, you might be like, oh, cool. If you like listen to Future, Drake, and all that stuff, oh, you're dead. That's over. You're going to be like this in front of us. He will be like, yo, no, hold on. Put another music and look at you and wait for you to get some excitement. And it might never get there, but he's going to be lit for him. And
yeah.
That's just how he is.
I feel like I with him. That guy, you wouldn't know what to expect going out with a night like.
That's not true. That's not true, man. I think OG, that's the one thing that you guys don't know, is that OG has the same moments that we all have. It's just that on camera, it just somewhere, somehow, he makes it awkward. I don't know how. He makes it weird. Like, he just, and he doesn't do it on purpose. That's what makes, that's why I know OG's just been himself, is because you'll ask him a question and he'll ask you the same question back. And he actually is serious about it. Like, what do you mean? Oh, you want me to run a shirt? What do you mean? What shirt? You mean that shirt? And he actually wants you to answer that before he's answering your question. Like, this is just... But I'm used to that, man. I've been with you for 4 years, man. All what you guys are learning now, I've been seeing it for years.
Okay. Couple more. Funniest Nick Nurse story.
The first time I met Nick Nurse, you know, it was kind of the same time as Kawhi. So I feel like he was nervous, right? So we both look at each other, and then it was like Kawhi. He just got there, you know? I don't know what to say. I'm just got here. I'm a rook. So I feel like we both look at each other like, are you going to say hi first? Or am I going to say hi first? Bro, I looked at him. I'm like, nah. I don't know, man. It's not my job. And they went in the office. I guess they got a good meeting. But like that look that we both have, that feel like that. I feel like, you know, there's a good, nice girl and both of your friends are there. Like, so you're going to say hi first, whatever. But you just don't know. Yeah. It was the same feeling about somebody that was just like, play great basketball. And we know who he was. Like, that's Kawhi. Yeah. You know, you still got to respect him. So that was a funny moment to me.
Funniest Utah Watanabe story. He seems like an interesting dude.
Hey, he had a highlight. I think he like dunked on somebody in Brooklyn and stuff, right?
Another turnover. 21st for Brooklyn. Watanabe pounds it down. Puts Kessler Edwards on a bedroom poster.
And he was on the phone talking to his friends, right? And I'm like, I don't understand what you're saying, but I know you're talking about that dunk. And he's like, nah, I swear. And all you see on his phone is the highlights. So he's like, yo, I'm like, yo, bro, like, do you really care so much about media and stuff? And he's like, nah, I don't. Guess what? Do you remember when Jalen Green went for the dunk?
Yes.
And he tried to, he went for the dunk and they said Jalen Green blocked it.
Yeah, I remember
but
that.
But he didn't block it. I think.
No, it was the rim.
Missed it. Yeah.
Yeah.
He had to go on Twitter and tell people that. He said,
I remember
it was
that
a good
too.
Defensive play, but he didn't block it. I said, you thought you didn't have to do all that. Now they're going to literally bring the clip back. Some people think it's a dunk, so they're just going to tell you. That was his first experience of the media, I think. No, actually, he has another one, but that was his first one.
That's hilarious. Funniest Malachi Flynn story. That dude looks serious all the time.
Nah. One time. last year in Tampa, we were like COVID happened and stuff, right? But it's not funny because like it's COVID related, but like he made a joke out of it because he got it. So he was supposed to play. There's a moment where we all had COVID kind of, and like he was like waiting. He was like, oh, it's my time to play. I'm about to play. He's calling me. He's telling me I'm about to play. Like I'm about to get minutes. And then the next day, he tested positive. He was so hurt. I saw him come back after. He came back at the same time as Pascal and Fred. So he was like, here's my chance. Like, he was just pissed. Like, here's my chance. And it was cool because, like, somehow, some way, I understood what he meant. But
yeah.
Man, we'd be laughing about so much stuff that those become really funny moments because you could always bring that up and we always remember how hard we laughed about those things.
But. Yeah. I think we got a couple more here. Baker Bands asks, could Montreal support an NBA franchise?
Yes. Absolutely. They could do it with the Canadiens. They could definitely do it with a basketball team. Yeah. We can, man. We just got to.
I don't know. I don't. I guess.
Why you say that, man? You see, that's what I'm saying. Like, we got to start somewhere. If there's a lot of guys like you that says we can't,
no, that's
not
true.
Going anywhere.
I take that back. Montreal could definitely
I see. I made him change.
Hold
see
an
that?
NBA franchise. I am a Montrealer for those who don't know.
And he said no, man.
Shout out to NDG, okay? CB, appreciate you, my brother.
No problem, man.
Hustle Play with Chris Boucher, and we out.
Here's Boucher, the three.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.